the sixth chapter of Matthew, and beginning with verse 5. I'm going to want some help here this morning. When we get to verse 9, I'm going to ask you to stand with me, and we're going to pray it together. When you pray, Jesus says, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask Him. Let's stand together, please. Pray like this. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Well, the Lord's Prayer that we're given here, that Jesus gives, it's not a commandment, okay? It's not in the Ten Commandments, not the 11th commandment. It's not a requirement. It's not a technique. It's not a spiritual formula. And in fact, what this prayer is, it's this wonderful invitation from Jesus on how we can pray. Not always exactly specifically in the words. This is a model. I mean, we have to catch the spirit of this prayer. It provides for us a model of a genuine and authentic way to communicate, to talk, to converse with God. I'm only going to look at the very beginning of it this morning, but what I hope this will do in the so few minutes that I have left, I hope that it will do will be to whet your spiritual appetite for experiencing more and more of this full-hearted, faithful invitation of Jesus to pray, to be in this conversational relationship with God at the center. What's going on here is that Jesus invites us to pray like He prays. He never prayed this prayer. Understand that. Jesus never prayed, because Jesus never had to pray, forgive me my debts or my sins. He didn't have to pray that. But Jesus was still a person of prayer. Prayer for Jesus was one of the, I mean, you see it again and again in the Gospels, was one of the deepest, most real dimensions of His life. In Mark 14, verse 36, and it's the night before the horrific death, the crucifixion of Jesus, and Jesus is praying, and He prays, Abba, Father. Now, if that word's new to you, understand this, that Jesus was not Swedish, okay? All right? He didn't know anything about that Swedish band from the 70s. In fact, Abba, an Aramaic word that a first century child of Jesus' day would use to say dad or dearest father. Now, it would not have been used in Jesus' day to talk about God. Now, that would have been far too irreverent, would have been, you know, getting way too familiar with God. That, you know, you were supposed to be proper and prim. It almost sounds like Presbyterian, you know, honoring and all the rest of that. Abba was far more intimate. It was close. It was loving. And Jesus says, here's how you pray. Here's how I pray. You pray like this. Abba, Father. Now, I know, I've said this before here in Knox over the years, that not everyone has had a positive and a healthy example of an earthly father. Hear me when I say this, that what Jesus is doing here, He's inviting us to know God as Father, unlike any other Father we've encountered or known. This Father, you see, this Abba, is Jesus' Father. This is the one that he's in relationship with. We come to know God as our Father in heaven, not through our earthly fathers, but through God's Son. We come to know Abba through Jesus. This is Jesus' invitation to us. Pray like me. Here's how I pray. I pray to my Father, who becomes then your Father. And this incredible invitation of Jesus to us is the one that he gave Mary in John 21 after his resurrection. He says, go and tell my disciples, I'm ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. We're invited to pray like Jesus prays. And then we're invited to pray to the God that we can know, our Father in heaven. Sometimes we conceive of God as being distant and remote, you know, definitely not in this space here this morning. After all, this is God in heaven, indescribable, uncontainable, you know, way too remote to the everyday experiences of life that we have. God is in heaven. He's the creator of the universe, the stars, the galaxies, they're all his. That's out there. And we can easily fall into the trap of using distancing language about God. And we can, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but we can even use like Elizabethan English about God, you know, like the thys and the thines and all of that. And it just sort of makes God like remote. Now, the other side of that is falling into the trap of bringing God down to our own level so that God becomes like the big guy or the, you know, the man upstairs who's the equivalent of our spiritual kind of Santa Claus. No, neither one. The invitation that we have from Jesus is to pray to the one who is our Father in heaven. The intimacy of the relationship and the grandeur of God, they're brought together. This Creator is our Abba. And through Jesus, we have the door thrown wide open to come near, to come close to the majestic and awesome Creator and to know Him as our God, as our Abba. We're invited as well to worship the living God, our Father in heaven. Holy is your name. Worship is like bowing down. I was saying to someone of the praise team after they practiced, you know, when they practiced Jesus be the center, I almost felt like falling down and singing that in prayer. It's acknowledging God to be the very center of your life, and that's Jesus' invitation. Put the holy God right at the center, the source of life for you. Put the honor of God in the center of how you spend your time and your resources. Put this relationship that you have with God as your Abba in heaven at the very center of your workplace and your family and your leisure and indeed this church. Jesus, be the center, the Holy One. And lastly, we have this invitation of Jesus to share in God's plan to change the world. What an incredible picture of the earth that is there for you on the screen. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's God's will for our world? What's the will of God for the earth that we live on? Ephesians 1:10 tells us this. This is God's plan. This is the plan of God. This is the will of God. At the right time, God is going to bring together everything under the authority of Jesus. Everything. Under the authority of Jesus, everything in heaven and on the earth. Daryl Johnson, who's going to actually be speaking at Redeemer University College on Tuesday, he points out in his wonderful book on the Lord's Prayer that this phrase, bringing everything together, literally means to recapitulate. You know, sin and death and evil have decapitated God's creation, separated creation from God. And it's like on this earth, it's like we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And God's plan and God's will is to recapitulate, to put the head, Jesus, back in his place as head and authority over all. The will of God is to reconnect us, to reconnect earth with heaven under the authority of Jesus. Danny Velasco in the clip we saw was reconnected to God as his Father in heaven, the Holy One. How did that happen? It happened through the prayers of Wanda and her church family. And you know, I've watched that so many times now, but that part, she would not give up. They 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 prayed for this person who was running around like a chicken with his head cut off, that there'd be this reconnection. Earth reconnected with heaven. You know, our annual meeting that comes later today after lunch here, and I hope you'll be joining with us, it's about far more than simply looking to pass motions that are going to balance the budget for the year. That's important, very important. But, you know, beyond all of that, it's about committing ourselves as God's family to share in God's plan, to reconnect people and situations in life here in this community, your community, this region, this country, and the world that we live in. And the invitation of Jesus is to get on board with that. God is going to do it. Will we be part of it? God's going to do it. Do it with us or without us, but are we going to be part of that? And what God wants to do, and Danny said this in the clip, it's far more than we could ask or imagine. I mean, all of the motions that we might make as a congregation, whatever it is we might commit ourselves to do, wonderful and good and grand and large and beautiful, but God's going to do more. God's going to do more than that this year. With us, with God at the center, I think like Danny Valesco, we'll be blown away at the so much more that the will of God will be to do and accomplish in and through and with us. You know, what's of paramount importance for us is to embrace Jesus' invitation to have God at the center of our church life so that I mean, I'm waiting for those crocuses and those daffodils to pop up. I don't know when that's going to happen. It's rather unpredictable, isn't it? But to see God keep popping up, to see the springtime of God's heart for us as a church family keep bursting out, you know, and the heart and the will of God being released in and through and with us so that through us, people in the community and in this area and region hear this word going out that God speaks to them. I can change your life. I can do a new thing in your life. Call upon me and you'll experience new life and new birth. I can reconnect you to everything that's true and right and good. I can bring, this is the will of God for us this year, that He would speak through us as His people. I can bring life in such a way that you are reconnected, joined, earth, your life, joined to heaven's life, in and through my Son Jesus. I'm going to invite the praise team to come forward. I want to pray, and then they're going to lead us in song. And if you think to yourself that the Hagars have joined the praise team, that would be wonderful, but they haven't. I believe you're going to be eating something because of their work out there. Well, that's a